The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Let's get it.
I got Emmanuel.
What's up?
Now, you asked me if I needed to turn the fan off. I should probably turn the fan off.
Can you turn the fan off?
Yeah, just hit, it's right on the top, Cam. So I want to start off first by saying I got new socks. Got some new socks, people. You know what I'm saying? I went to Target 2 days ago. Hey, chill out. Okay. Chill out. I went to Target 2 days ago.
Socks, fruit of the loom.
You know? But I went there. Fucking socks are gone. Like, socks are
gone. Stop right there.
What happened?
I went 3 days ago. Uh-huh. Socks were gone. I went for the same exact reason.
I went last week. But for t-shirts.
T-shirts gone?
Gone.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm talking about like, just like, you know, like the socks and underwear, t-shirt section. Like, everything was wiped out.
I walked in there. I walked in there confident, too. Because I'm like, ain't nobody going to. The socks, I'm going to have plenty of socks to choose from.
Yeah.
Just wiped out. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then, see, the news is trying to keep that on the low because they don't want another tissue incident. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's going on. So it's really socks out
here. Because
what's
coming is really the sock and t-shirt wars. The sock and t-shirt wars are coming. Because
I got down to the bottom of the barrel, and I was like, all right, you know, toes poking out.
Right.
You know, and I got the long coat toes. I got the finger for toes.
Yeah, you do got some.
So I'm just like.
Let me grab you that right quick, toes.
Let me hand that to you.
This nigga can dap up with his feet.
But I was like, all right.
And snap.
But I was like, all right, I got me some socks. So cool. Then the next morning. Like, well, midnight, I roll over and I'm like, my left toe feel funny. I'm like, all right, I wasn't thinking nothing about it. Then I woke up the next morning, my whole like this part of my foot is sore as fuck. And I'm like,
this is after the new sock.
This after the new sock, but I didn't put the socks on that day, so I was like, did my old socks give me turf toe or something? Like, I wake up, I'm like, how you wake up toe hurt? Like, when I went to bed, it wasn't hurting.
Was it swollen?
No, it scared me. I was like, all right, I don't want, like, gangrene in the foot or something like that. I don't want my foot to fall off. So I immediately go to the kitchen because for any of y'all.
Hold on. Your foot's hurting and you go to the kitchen
to
first?
I want
to
get some.
Nigga, you hungry?
No. I want to get a pack of berries. I want to put on my foot. I ain't got no ice pack. All
right.
I want to get a pack of berries put on my foot.
So I'm thinking the fat came out of this nigga again. This nigga, oh, fuck, my toe hurt. Yeah. Let me go get some food. Let me make me a little sandwich. What the fuck?
I put the berries on my foot, and I'm like, all right, cool. And it started to feel a little better, but I was just worried because, like, at 32, you don't know what's going on with your body. I just don't know. I was like, is this a corona side effect? Do you wake up foot hurt?
Well, listen, to be honest, at 22, you didn't know what's going on with your body.
You didn't.
You had no idea. You're not a doctor.
But I didn't wake up with my toe hurt.
You just didn't. It had a lot of symptoms.
Yeah, that's
what. You know what I'm saying? When you get to this age, you start having, like, why my stomach hurt for no reason? Why my knee? My ankle?
Why things hurting? And I'm a little, that's what it was. But. The moral of the story is I did find socks, but Target is low. So if y'all out there looking for socks, like, you're gonna have to go somewhere else because Target getting low on the socks.
Friday, my girl said, "Baby, I turned this way. My neck's been hurting ever since."
Yeah. Moral story is don't listen to your girl. That's the thing.
I didn't find God socks. Damn. I didn't find socks when I went, but I ended up getting a pillow instead.
Wait. Oh, so you went for socks, but you seen a pillow and you was like, let me go ahead and get this pillow.
Pillow was also on the list.
Got you.
But I was initially going for socks.
Got you.
Okay.
Once that was depleted, I just looked over. I said, oh, yeah, everything's gone.
It's
devastation.
Did you get the pillow you wanted?
I got a decent pillow, not the pillow I wanted.
What was the pillow you wanted?
One to match the one I got. I don't even know how to describe it. Is it
foam? Foamy? One of them foamy?
It's not foamy. It's some other material. I don't know, but it's amazing. But I got a good feather one. Let me try out. Because the other one, my second pillow, trash. My first pillow was amazing.
And the thing
I need to step it up because I was having, like,
neck
sleeping
problems.
Issue. Yeah, all that. I was like, all right, let me change
this. It's like people tell you this stuff, but you don't really give a fuck. Like,
I need to go to a chiropractor.
I definitely need to go to a chiropractor. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that, too.
What?
Because I see the way they turn necks, and I'm a little nervous about the way they turn necks. I know they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But
because you watch too many action movies.
And crack and all this.
Yeah,
but I was watching a chiropractor. He said, you have to really, really be doing something wrong to hurt somebody. Wow.
Oh, like the really? Part, yeah.
I talked.
We watch all them action movies. That's why.
That's true. That's true. Scared.
A doctor told me, don't go to a chiropractor. They just pop in your bones. And then,
interesting.
A holistic person told me, don't go to a doctor. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So when it comes to all medicine, just
trying
and all
to figure
this,
it out.
I know we don't know shit, whether it's about our bodies or popping in lock.
But they
here's the thing. Every time I crack my own bones, I feel better.
That's true. It is true.
So and I never went to a chiropractor, so I was like, maybe I should go see a professional.
But then they say cracking your bones. Like, I know a lot of people that, like, do this fingers. To their fingers or crack their fingers. They say that gives you arthritis over
That's
time.
What they say, but I've been doing it all my life and nothing.
But you're only 30. That arthritis usually come 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing
I don't know. It just feels worse when it's not cracked, when it's just everything
tight.
Stiff. And then, like, most of the chiropractic videos I watch, they'd be like, oh, your leg, one leg is longer than we got to readjust. It'd be stuff that need to be readjusted that's just out of whack.
I'm just not trying to walk around humpback when I get older. You know
I don't like that. Look.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't understand why. I asked we were walking the other day, and I was like, yo, baby, how's my posture when I'm walking? And she was like, oh, no, straight. It's really straight. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be.
Because you got to really concentrate. Like, even when meditating, like, the spine erect and straight and shoulders back. Because if you don't, you'll keep going in the forward direction.
No, I seen a dude at Ralph's. This dude was, I don't know, 80 years old. And he looked like
looking
a turtle.
Looking at the floor.
He was just, his hump went so, his neck was looking. He couldn't even ask me where the peanut butter was. Cause he's just looking straight at my chest, sir.
Yeah, no, I've seen people that look like they're coming straight out of a turtle shell.
Yeah,
and I feel so bad because I'm like, their perspective on life has to be trash because they can't see nothing. They just
down. All they see is ground.
They're just ground.
I don't know
like,
where they're going.
I'm like, nah. I say, what does that? How do you not? How you prevent that? Because that's
think
what I'm
when
not
you're
trying.
Not active. Like only experience I got was my granddad and his brother. One was active. My granddad.
Mm-hmm.
He walks, he drives, he's
86
or something, still going at it. His brother was old.
He fucking too?
Huh?
He still fucking?
Well, he got remarried, so I don't know.
He probably fucking. Yeah.
But his brother was younger than him, way younger than him, just bent over, could barely walk because he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
He never really got up. He didn't really go nowhere. So it was like his body just started, you know, it's deteriorating.
Shit,
and
man.
It's like, shit. You see the difference.
They say you keep stressing your bones that we don't know about. Like, some people have trauma inside of their bones. So when they go to the chiropractor, some people cry because they feel like they loose and they let stuff go. And I'm like, that's wild shit.
They cry from hurting? Or
no. Just they feel emotion. Mm. Like, emotion.
They get emotional.
Yes. Like this. I said, dog, I laugh. I was like, nigga, pop your.
Mama.
I was like, because they say you hold like memories and stuff in your bones from like just
memories in your bones.
Like, yeah,
I've never heard of that.
I was like, that's just
they
wild.
They got new shit every day.
memories in your bones.
Memories in your bones. You know that there is one part of your bone when you hit it, you laugh.
That's the funny bone. Yeah.
Funny bone. So that is emotion.
But that shit don't be funny though. Nah,
I don't laugh when I hit that shit.
That shit do hurt. Like, it don't be funny.
No. You didn't hit your real funny bone there, because the funny bone makes you kind of. It go. It does kind of tickle. It makes you kind of laugh. It does make you kind of laugh.
Well, yeah. Let me
punch you real quick.
No.
All right.
You don't know exactly where it's at. You going to just hit nigga.
Yeah, give me a couple times. Give me a couple chances.
I did some bougie shit this weekend. I just talked to Cam about it this morning. I was sitting in my room. I seen my laundry was getting wild. I hadn't let it go that long in a while. It was about 3.5 weeks, almost a month worth. And so I was like, damn, I ain't never done that before. So
that's a long time.
That's a long time. A month? Yeah, I had a lot of draws. I had a lot of draws. I was like, I ain't know I haven't been this many draws. I had restocked on draws before. Okay.
See, that's the problem.
Before Target ran out.
You got to get rid of your old draws.
Yeah, you got to get rid of your old draws.
Because you're going to start using, the next thing you know,
you mix and match.
It's been 3 months. I still got three more draws.
I got three more draws left. So then I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to try something different. I don't feel like going to the laundromat. So I said, you know, Corona. I was like, all right. Let me see what a laundry service looking like. So I went online. I typed in laundry services in my area, and I found a little place with some good reviews. Saturday morning, they came. He came to the door. He dropped me off a bag. I put all the bag, all the clothes in the bag, and gave him my comforter. I gave it back to him. They took it, and they supposed to drop off the laundry today. And I was like, you know what? I'm not mad. It was like $60.
Charge you actually get all that shit out in them drawers?
No. I told them I had washed it. I pre-washed the shit before. I gave it to them. Yeah.
Right. I definitely would never do anything with your clothing.
I wouldn't want you to do anything with my clothing. I wouldn't
touch any of your shit.
The way he be farting, you know it's shit in them drawers.
Yeah. After the first time, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a complaint. You're gonna get a complaint, nigga.
Yo, they're gonna come at me,
sir. is it a little Spanish ladies?
Nah, it was I couldn't remember. He like, he looked man. Indian. He kind of looked
Indian.
He looked Indian, dog.
So we cannot. We cannot do this.
We cannot do this.
We cannot do this. I will not do this. No.
After all that work they had to do, they gonna need a chiropractor.
Working the shit out these drawers, nigga. They scrubbing the fuck out.
Nah, man, you too grown to have that much shit in some drawers.
Oh my god,
that's like that when Kev on stage told that story. The nigga that had that full shit, man. Like full turd, flattened turd in his drawers.
I had one of those when I was like 8.
Yeah, you gotta be.
How?
I accidentally shit my pants.
No, not you at 8. The grown man. Yeah, the grown how man. You just have a full turd flattened in your drawers and put it in the hamper for your wife to
disgusting.
Find?
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like you let your wife find that, and she says she's not sexually attracted to you no more. I see why.
Yeah, that's fucking nasty, dog.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of stuff popping off. 4th of July was this weekend, even though we don't celebrate it. But I'm talking about, it was World War II outside of this house that day. I heard them from every direction. I'm talking about behind my head, to the right, to the left, in the front.
Did you have those big ones?
Oh yeah, it will.
Boof.
And I would hear like, boof, boof, boof. I'm like, dog.
Sound like Migo ad lib.
Migo, mama. Like, nah, I'm like, if anybody
take
had
that right there and make a song out of that.
If anybody had PTSD, I really feel bad. I know they was going through it because that shit was loud.
Oh yeah,
that shit was crazy.
There are some kids that are scarred for life. In this goddamn area right now.
Yeah, the neighbor, he said his kids get, you know, waking up, get startled by it. So, but maybe 4th of July, they were prepared, you know.
Possibly.
Now, kids, you got to have that conversation with them.
And it's like, it almost looked like war because my lights was off, but I see flash.
Yeah.
Flash. I'm like, duh, this shit.
Yeah, I had a crazy conspiracy in my head that all these fireworks kept going off. Yeah. There was a plot that something bad was going to happen.
That's what it feels like.
Like that they were going to use the fireworks so much to disguise all the shit. And I was like, I don't know. And I sat on the balcony. I just kind of looked out. But what's worse than any of that is that the air pollution And did you hear it the next day?
Yeah.
They said it was almost toxic.
Yeah, it was toxic. Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
The smoke, I saw it outside. It was just still lingering.
Yeah, that morning when we got
all the fireworks. Yeah, it was still just lingering.
I was like, damn, this shit is crazy. But
the thing I looked at more was, I was making a list of everyone I know I've seen out at these huge 4th of July parties, and I put another month on when I'm going to see them. So it was 2021 March for some people, 2021 August for some people.
Oh, people
you
was
a calendar?
Yeah, I got a calendar. I'm looking at certain people I know. I'm like, every time I see you out, and the bigger the party, the longer it is until you see me. So I put another month on it.
And people was like,
no, but like, people were wilding, like, especially Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta was really
wild. Atlanta was having these huge block parties. Compound built a pool in their club, had a party last night.
First on Compound, you're not that fun everywhere to be doing that.
It's like no one's wearing a mask.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of
no one's wearing a mask.
At first,
like,
I thought some of the videos that were coming out from, like, last year, for real.
Yeah,
like,
too.
Like,
that's
I was
what it looked
like. Oh, they're just sharing videos from last year. But I was like, oh, this is happening now.
Yeah, and like, niggas was like, then they had a shootout or something, Cam showed me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like this could be judgmental, but you may have a psychological issue if you can't stay home. Like, if it's that serious, if it's that serious during a pandemic, I got to go to a huge party, a huge festival. Like,
well, I think the thing
I don't know
is,
if it's a psychological issue.
Fuck, because it's just like, because one, they've been told that, oh, you're young and you're healthy. You won't get as much.
What but about the actor that just died? He's 41.
I know.
He's
41,
no health issues. Yep. He had his leg amputated first because of it.
He didn't smoke. He didn't
none
do
of that.
None of that. They said by the time they got done with his lungs, like,
he needed a transplant.
They said it looked like he's been smoking for 50 years.
Oh, my God.
And he never smoked. He never smoked. So I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
What the
so
fuck?
So he called a bad case.
You know, all I can hope for is that there was some other underlying condition that we didn't know about.
That's wild. Because
if it's just a regular person, healthy, 41 is not old.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's affecting, that's essentially maybe not these kids that have them, not 20-something, but their parents.
Yeah.
This ain't your grandparents now, like some people were saying, 70. These are
your parents, yeah.
So
you taking it back to your parents and like
and your uncles and aunties.
Yeah,
I'm an uncle. He's an auntie.
I'm an auntie. I'm about to say that. I'm an auntie.
We mad at it, damn it.
Nah, but that shit is real. It's still out there. I don't get it. Like, is that serious to party? Like, it's really, like, I seen pool parties full on, no one wearing a mask. Like, first, you shouldn't even be celebrating 4th of July this year. Based on everything that's going on.
And a pool party is the worst place to
be. Oh, it is. Right. And then, yo, I
people
seen
people want to live their life, man.
I seen a snap. Let me describe it to you. I seen this girl talking about, you know, go to my snap to see the festivities from last night's party.
He showed me.
And this is Atlanta?
So, no, I think this is Arizona. I think this might be Arizona.
Oh, niggas made it to Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Niggas was in Arizona.
He showed me. That shit was wild.
I said,
if you going to risk it, that be the one you...
That's the one you risk
it? I click
on
the
if you
going
to do it.
Why didn't you let me know?
Well, you wasn't here. I would definitely show you.
You could call me.
You wasn't
like this ain't 2020.
you
weren't over here. I couldn't get you no information. Email me.
The pigeon service was down.
Yeah, pigeon service was down.
Email me.
You see a smoke signal? I see, but I click on there. My
we
nigga
shot some fireworks for you. I thought you were here.
You didn't get the sign.
I did see like a blue DT in the
it
air.
It was
like,
boop, 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 booty, boop, boop, boop.
The building was covered. All I saw was tame.
Wait, it's not up anymore for you to show them?
Nah, but I click on it. First thing I see is a bunch of like strippers naked. Cool.
Okay.
Then I go, keep clicking. Then I see a girl getting ate out by the pool by another girl.
Sexy. All right.
And one girl's leaning in the pool, the other girl's on the edge of the pool, she getting ate out. Mm-hmm. Then they take out a cucumber and she start fucking her with the cucumber. Real vegetable style, real chopped salad style.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. She in there Benihana, she in there whipping.
Okay.
You know
so it was an Asian type style?
Yeah, Asian dish. Yeah, little sushi.
A little sushi.
And then she would start slapping her pussy, like just slapping it, just, you know, making sure it's nice and warmed up.
Were they cute?
I don't know. I couldn't really tell. I just saw pussy and hands and slaps and spit.
Some of them were cute.
Yeah. Okay. And so then boom. I was just looking at what he was showing me.
I ain't on Snapchat no more.
And then it's not a regular cucumber. This is a crazy cucumber.
Oh, this is a big cucumber.
Yeah. This cucumber got size.
So got girl. Oh, you had your hands open. That sounds crazy, right there. You hold a basketball.
Yeah. The other girls in the video saying you took that like a chance.
Yeah. Like it was.
They told
you took it like a champ. Yeah, the other girls were telling her she took it like a champ.
They said, no way.
I appreciate this part of the society. And so I just think you should wait until COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. But then I keep clicking, and the girl turned the camera around. She got her titties kind of out or whatever, and she walking. Then she's sitting down, and there's another girl that comes and bends over in front of her butt naked, just pussy boom, bust it open from the back.
It looked very
from
nice.
The back.
Yeah,
it
from the back.
Very
yeah,
nice.
That is back. Disgusting.
But where it became funny and interesting is that the girl recording. You just see a finger come out of nowhere, and then she just puts it in there.
But yeah, she
in
just
her butthole.
No,
in her pussy.
In her pussy.
Like
in
you
her
just
pussy?
See, like if you the camera here, you just see a little finger just peeking, and it just
you know what it's like.
There.
It's like remember at my birthday at. In Atlanta when we went to the strip club.
Yeah.
And I was getting a lap dance. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking down at the ass in my lap and all of a sudden I saw your hand come in and slap the ass. And then I told you, get the fuck out of here.
Get it
coming in on my goddamn dance.
I came in like this.
Picture a POV and looking at ass and you just see a hand come in. I'm like, get your hand out of here. You freeloader.
You freeload on the butt. And
yeah,
so,
that's what it looked like. You didn't see the finger.
Yeah, shit. But it was funny because her finger was dry. So the girl was like, just spit on it a little bit. Just spit on it a little bit.
Hold on. So who was saying that? The girl that was taking it?
Your girl was taking it. She was like, girl, just spit on it a little bit.
Okay.
Because she came in there with that dry ass. She need to put some lotion on. Like, so then that happened.
Yeah, you know, she'd been in the pool.
Yeah,
she's been
in the pool.
Finger dry.
Yeah, yeah. I
think this is disgusting.
Little chlorine puss.
Where's the video you said?
I'm going to try to see if I can find a recap or something.
Please find this disgusting vibe video.
I keep clicking. Then we so now I keep clicking. Now we inside the house.
Okay.
Now we inside the house. And it
is
stripper.
Is this like a tour?
Nigga, we was outside first. Now we inside the house. It's a stripper mania, nigga. It's like 30 girls in there, nigga. They are in there deep.
Who's Arizona places?
Listen, a lot of people been going to Arizona party. Like a lot of people. Oh yeah, like from LA, they've been going to Arizona party even before. Like a couple weeks back,
there's some shit going down in Arizona.
They shut everything down.
Yeah,
at the memorial,
they said fuck it. So y'all then, not letting us to the beaches, we going to the desert.
That same girl that had the dry finger in the puss.
Okay,
they come back around on her. She dancing still naked.
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was cute. She was cute.
Okay,
then I seen her upside down and another girl. Seen another girl. She now that same girl's upside down handstand style, and another girl is just spitting in her vagina.
Well,
and now,
see, you didn't show me that.
Well, I kept going. By the time you kept
this
walking, I just kept going.
Well, no, you just told me come back.
Yeah, I completely agree. You gotta share these things
and then,
so we know better.
So she's now two fingers in her, two fingers deep. This same girl, she getting wore out.
Her finger's getting wore out.
No. The girl's vagina's getting wore out. Now she two fingers deep.
Right.
She down in there and she getting to it.
Vaginas are resilient.
They take a lot of stuff. And I'm just like, this is wild. And then I seen a couple people eating each other.
Yeah.
And then niggas, of course.
He ain't show me none of that.
Yeah, it was niggas there. Yeah.
Okay.
I know it was a lot of food left because they was just eating pussy.
Yeah.
I ain't seen nobody eating food. So that party, I would know I would love.
It was definitely food there. Then next thing I know, she woke up in the bed, and that was it was a lot. It was a lot, my nigga. Like, I was like,
hey, no, pull it up right now. See if anything's up, because you said a lot that you did not show me.
I don't think there's nothing.
I have
up.
To watch these things, so I don't know. So I can know better, baby.
I can
you
know
need
better.
To know where what parties to stay away
stay
from.
Away from.
Where they're spreading COVID.
Baby, if you watch
and labias.
spreading COVID and labias.
CLs.
Well, fuck, what was that?
I think I remember. It was.
I want to know who was the blessed. I mean, vile man.
Well, somebody
that had
who
this
paid because this ain't like no.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, these are you paid.
You need her name?
No, I know her name. I'm just trying to find.
I'm trying to see because I went to. IG, see if there's any more on there. Let me see.
I spent while y'all looking for that. Yeah. I spent most of the weekend.
This is kind of.
I watched every
IG. But
oh, this is.
I watched every single.
Hold on, okay. Y'all.
This ain't it. This is a whole nother party by that same DJ. This is a whole nother party.
Okay, let's hit this DJ up. Who is this DJ?
This is a whole nother party.
Wait. So the party you showed me was from 2 days ago?
Yeah. This is from 2 days ago. The party I showed you. This is last night.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is a strip club. This is V-Live. This is a strip club.
Well, then that's different.
Man. But still,
yeah, man.
But
why is it different? It just took away all the kind of hype.
Because that's what's supposed to happen.
This was a screenshot from the party, but it's not up.
That said, see Diddy for a
second. Nah, what are you doing in here, nigga? But nah, this is a screenshot from the party, but it's not up no more. You know what I'm saying? So, huh.
Damn.
But that shit, I was like, yo, they are getting to it. They don't give a fuck.
They ain't care.
No. Yeah. But
that money, I hope they can pay for the medical bills if it come to that. Hopefully it don't.
Yeah, they better not complain about having no vegetables in the house. They use them all.
There was a couple of comedians that got COVID that were preaching, you know, fuck it, just want to do my own shows.
Who?
Brian Callen and I don't know if he got it, but his boy Brandon Schwab. These are two dudes that be on like Rogan a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they have their own podcast, and they were just like these. They were so. It's just funny, man, because they were saying, you know, fuck it, pretty much. It doesn't affect you. And they did some shows in Texas, came back, they got it. And they got points. And now Brandon's still saying, yo, fuck. He was like, no, I'm still living my life. I'm fine. I'm under the age. I'm fine. I'm allowed to do. I live my life. I'm not even mad. And Ryan's like, man, I hope I don't have this shit. So this shit's funny, man, to see people. I'm just like.
Certain people react different ways.
If people are really getting. People that said this. Some people that say it's even not real got it. You know what
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
this
yeah.
is a real.
Like I'm not mad at people who get it. I'm mad at people who are stupid when they get it, like endangering
different.
Other people. Because like, just because you want to go out, but now you want to come around other people, so you could be getting it and spreading it to people that don't, who ain't risking it.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
And even if you do get it and you still healthy and you might have minor symptoms, like once you're over it, just relax. Just relax. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out and do what you did before. Now, if you got it just doing regular stuff, I mean, that's, you know.
It's different.
There's nothing you can't do about it. But, yeah. So, it's fucking wild. But, so, this Whittaker family.
Whittaker?
Whittaker family? Okay, yeah.
So, there's a video.
I spread that shit out. Whittaker.
So, it's a video that went viral over the weekend on Sunday of this inbred family in West Virginia. Which means it's a family that was
fucking,
yes, incest. So it came out that the parents of this family were first cousins, not necessarily siblings, but first cousins. And then some of the kids have severe disabilities, and people are tying it to, you know, the incest.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen a case this bad. I don't think I've seen something like this before. Like, it was so...
It was bad.
Mind-blowing. It was, like, this very sad. And what made it very sad to me was Ray.
Yeah.
The dude that was in the doorway the whole time.
Yeah.
Y'all go watch Soft White Underbelly. That's the YouTube channel. And you'll see the inbred Whittaker family. So you know what I'm talking about. But what made it so sad is that he was so cognitive. He knew everything that was going on, but he couldn't communicate.
He couldn't, yeah.
And it almost made me, it started making me think deeper and deeper. Like, the way he would communicate was almost like a bark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what it made me think, I could be completely wrong, but you know, when you're a baby, when you're growing and developing, whoever you're around, everyone's speaking English, you're going to speak English. Everyone's speaking French, you're probably going to be speaking French. They don't communicate. Because everyone's this quiet. There's only one person that was talking the whole time.
Yeah.
So he may have spent most of his time around the dogs.
And that's
the way he picked up on communication.
Damn, that's wild.
Then to think, like, that could be a reason. Wild. Like, the reason why he's barking like that is like, whoa.
Because for those of you who ain't seen it, it's basically the guy is asking him questions. And, like, he was asking questions about his dead brother, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And Ray would respond with, like, barking noises. But he would also be, like, pointing... And, you know, trying to show him, like, where their brother is buried. And, like, So it's like, damn, like he really does. But
that's towards the end.
Yeah, that's towards the end.
At the beginning, he was asking them regular questions, and you could tell, you can almost understand Ray. You know when he's saying, if you ask him yes and no, he'll say, yeah, but in a barking way.
Yeah.
But at the end, what you talking about is like, he started pointing. You knew, okay, he understands you. Yeah, he just can't communicate it. So he had to take you there. And it's like, wow.
And none of them really could communicate, but the one lady, was she she's sister, another sister or something?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell.
They all at least cousins.
I think the other lady that was sitting down could talk too, because she talked at the beginning, but she chose not to talk.
Oh, I ain't even really.
Yeah, she told Ray to shut up. Oh. Because he was barking and making his sound effect. Yeah. I was just like, I've never seen any. And then what's crazy about it, that's only life they know.
Yeah, that's
like
all
a lot
they
of people want to take them out of that situation, but that's not going to do anything. Nah. It's going to be almost a culture shock for them. Like, yeah, that's all they don't know any better. They said some of them never went to school.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
That. Like, they live in a poor area of West Virginia, and like, that's their life right there. That's it. They don't even know about it. They don't have no TV, no nothing. They don't know what's going on. It was like, this is sad. Then I went down a rabbit hole on this channel. That channel is addictive because they interview people from all walks of life. So it's interesting.
You saw the KKK one?
I saw him. Great. I saw Pimp one. I saw it's a crazy, prostitute. Yeah. I'm just like, yo, the world is. Like, we're blessed.
When you look at some
of these stories, you start thinking about the problems that you perceive that you have. Like, these aren't problems.
Like, I don't really have problems.
Based on where I'm hearing these people are growing up, how they living. Like, this is wild. Yeah. So, I suggest everyone go watch it. Like, none of that was funny to me. Like, people were making jokes in the comments. But I mean, this is sad.
Yeah, everybody gonna get their jokes off. Yeah. But
yeah, it's hard to say because it's just like, what... There's so many layers to it, and we didn't get enough information out of
that video, didn't really.
I felt like. And even the assessment that this is an inbred family, I thought was a little offensive in a weird way. Because I don't know if he could... He didn't show any facts that prove that. Maybe he did in other videos.
Well, he said he'd been going there since 2004, and then a lot of people that live in the community started talking about it in the comments. They're like, okay, I live in West Virginia. Yeah. I know this family. It is. But that's how I found out that their parents weren't siblings. They were first cousins.
Mm, okay.
So people start telling the history of this family. Mm-hmm. And then they said it's a lot more families like that, too, in that area.
Shit.
I was like, yo. This other lady told how
Yikes.
her dad married a girl that came from like an incest, and like the first child was good, but the rest of the children got severe. Is this something that's in the
why do you think that happens? Like, what is it that, because essentially, okay, we're all human, you know, male, female, all this stuff, but like, why do you think that if it's crossed with somewhere in your bloodline, it ends up like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why is it that the thing that makes inbred. Like, I don't know. It's just
there's
weird.
There's science to it. Because it happens with animals too.
Like if they
because if you crossbreed too many of the same type of dogs, like you know how they said purebreds.
Purebreds
actually have a lot more chances of being sick and unhealthy dogs than
like
ones
mix.
That are mixed.
Yeah.
Because their genetic code is more varied. So they're known to like all the stuff that different dogs can fight off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, dogs might be more inept to fight off some disease out here, mm-hmm. or be better to take this, or stronger legs, or whatever. If they're mixed rather than just a purebred, so it's just like that. I think we humans we're just like that too.
Yeah,
we keep
that's
copying
crazy.
The same people. And it don't even feel right.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I don't know.
That's not, it don't feel
I don't
right.
Think that's
like,
something in our.
You can't just, like. I can't find out you my cousin or something, and then be.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's.
Nah. I mean, somewhere
I feel like there's something in our genes that made us be like, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, cause ain't no, you know.
Cause like you can see, you can go to the family reunion and see a bad girl and be like, who that? Oh, that's your cousin.
Yeah. As soon as you start thinking about it, it's like, ah. But you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, since we own families, we could talk about the Smith family.
Since they mixing
and matching. Basically, for those of you who don't know, August Alsina had a interview with Angela Yee. And he, you know, I still got to watch the overall interview. I seen some clips. The interview didn't look bad. Like, it looked like he was talking about a lot of good stuff. But I guess it's a particular part of the interview where he speaks about his relations with Jada and that Will gave the blessings for it. And it just kind of came out the blue. And, of course, you know, the internet took it and they ran with it. They started putting that Bad Boys 2 scene with August Alsina's face with the boy that come to the door and say, I'm here to take out Jada. I'm here to take out Jada. And I'm just like, is it wrong? Is it right? I don't know.
And especially that end part for Will to ask, you ever had sex with him? He didn't want to.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's
not their relationship.
Yeah.
That's what y'all want to do.
Exactly.
The issue I would have if I was in the Smith family, if I was Jaden Smith, I would be upset.
Yeah.
Because
this
dude is too close to my age. And he's doing my mom. Like,
yeah.
We can't have a relationship no more.
And remember,
if I did.
Remember, and,
well, like, you ain't going to be, I can't, because you liable to say any.
It depends on how you raised, you know what I'm saying? Nah. But I'm saying, if you were raised differently, like with the Smiths, where you probably saw different men and women come out that house all the time.
And granted, I don't know.
Look, that's different, but you know he saying? Close to my age, and I just know if he say any
but
slick
shit. But
how
you know that's the only young nigga Jada Pickett was fucking with?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just going off the one I know now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I didn't even look
into
this.
I'm just
this,
not sure.
But all I thought about was Jada. I'm like, I couldn't handle that.
I'm not sure why it was said at this moment. I don't know what Angela asked that made him go to that or whatever, but I was like, you know what?
Well, like, he said he want to tell his truth. And
okay.
You know, I heard recently, I think he might have said in an interview, that he deals with a sickness.
Yeah, he has
an
immune issue.
Disorder,
yeah,
something like that he's dealing with. And, you know, if he's really in trouble with COVID, if he has to protect himself.
That's
a real thing. So I think that, like, death has been on his mind and
so he trying
living
to,
his truth and telling him just what he... I don't know if that always pertains to, you know, doing that is also giving up somebody else's business.
True.
And I don't know if that's always fair, but it's hard to say that if you just want to live your truth, right? You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people got to wonder, this truth, is it kind of selfish
when you
don't take other people into
account? Gotcha. Like, when you're not thinking about the consequences of what you're saying.
Right, for Jada, her family, or anything, whatever you're talking about. Because
then I think now Jada's about to have a thread table talk with herself.
Yeah, which
would
be
like
interesting.
That.
But the whole thing to me, too, is that these people, by herself?
Yeah, like she said, I'm about to take myself to the table. So
she'll have her daughter.
Yeah, we need to know why it came up.
Yeah.
Like,
they live their life in public, all these people. So I guess they feel, you know, they got to put that information.
Because once he comes out,
it's like, well, you're living your truth all the time on Red Table Talk and all this. Y'all have your YouTube channel always putting out your information. I guess I see why some people will be more invested in this and be like, well, you put that information, don't lie about anything else.
Yeah.
Because at first she said she didn't mess with him. There was a tweet or something that went out. You might have to fact check me on that. But I believe she said she denied it at first. And then she came back and said, I want to have a Red Table Talk with myself.
Yeah. And it's just, it's interesting. I mean, like I said, if that's the way they live, like, cool. Like, I don't put it past them. I don't put it past the Smith family. We've heard
it was random, though.
It was random.
It was random for August. For it to be August Alcina to come out.
No.
It's just random that, like, that's who she chose. August Alcina.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Alcina's the guy.
But if
it was some other random I've had sex with JP.
But you got to think about it.
We've always speculated.
The reason why, because his age. Who it was in his age. It was just a.
I don't think he that. Say she.
It just came out, Idris Elba. All right, they have the same age. You know, it makes sense. But. It is. I don't know. It was just random.
I don't think he that young. Let me see.
Compared to Jada,
he's 27. Okay, he's about to be 28.
It was a little random.
We got to put it.
That's hella young. That's a big.
Sure. But we got to put some things together though. Jada and Girls Trip went to New Orleans, got her a young dude, had sex with him.
Yeah, she got him a young bad bitch.
August Alsina is from New Orleans. Yeah. It's just imitating real life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like maybe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So that role called.
That
her,
role called. Yeah. That's pretty much.
She wasn't acting.
She was reliving that role. She knew if she was in New Orleans on the Girls Trip at the Essence Fest, got her a young dude, he piped her down. So is she like.
Listen.
She want the August Alsina Pina.
I just thought, you know what?
August Alsina Pina.
You know what?
It sounds like a title.
August Alsina Pina.
August Alsina Pina.
Yo, I don't know if Jada really likes Will.
That's your theory?
I don't know if that's a hot. Yeah, but
that's a hot take you're going with?
I don't think she. And a couple reasons I say that. One,
she can love him.
Will is one of. He's a great man, right?
Yeah.
For everything that we've seen, he gives off the impression he's a great man. Yeah. I'm talking about at home, you would think. With the family, on movie sets, on every story you hear about, he's a hard working man.
Mm-hmm.
But Jada want a nigga.
She
was with the ultimate nigga. She was with Tupac. She was with Tupac, a nigga that fought for black rights and was the son of a Black Panther. And then he died. That man died, mm-hmm. right? And then guess what? Another powerful man was interested in another up-and-coming powerful man, but he was different. He wasn't big on all those topics. He wasn't big on all these. He didn't have that kind of.
He was a little more
his
free.
His swag was a little more. Goofy, silly, fun. You know, he's a nice guy type of. But he had passion in his work. You could tell when Will Smith goes hard, he goes hard. But just the outspokenness, the swag that you know what I'm saying. Like she likes nigga. I really believe about it. You know what I'm saying when I mean that.
I know what you're saying.
I really think
from her era, would call them roughnecks.
Roughnecks. That's an option people are saying for the Redskins to change their name to?
The
Roughnecks? Because they're trying to keep the R, the Roughnecks. I was like, that better not call that shit that. But anyway.
I hope they do.
Look.
They become the Washington Roughnecks.
We're going to get back to that in a second.
Yeah, we got. But I'll give y'all the top couple names that they say. But there was an interview where Will Smith was on Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You remember this with Charlamagne? It was recent. It was more maybe a couple months ago.
When he with him and Martin or just him?
I think it was him and Martin.
Yeah,
they were from Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. They were on Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne asked him about, do you feel, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was about your feelings towards Tupac. Do you feel like there's anything that you have some type of thing against him because Jada, she loved him so much. And this man got emotional. He says he's always trying to outdo that. He's always trying to be better than that. Like, he said it in plain sight. Like, yo, I'm always competing with that.
Interesting.
Because Tupac and Will Smith, two great people, just wildly different in the way their approach, you know what I'm saying, to life and, you know, their upbringing. You know what I'm saying? Their upbringing might be similar, you know what I'm saying? Will Smith, a kid from Philly, you know, all that shit. But it's she likes that type of dude. And I think August Alsina, a nigga from August I'll Say Everything.
August I'll Say Everything.
He you know, a young nigga from New Orleans. Yeah. So, you know, talk that shit. I mean,
maybe. Like, it might be exciting. Maybe.
It's just a fun, you know, like, oh, I like this, you know. I want something to play with.
How many young rappers you think slid in her DM after they heard?
Oh my God. Probably.
Nigga, it was like a water park. Slip and slide, nigga. They was in there. What? Like, they was sliding in there.
And they asked, do I got to get permission first?
Yes. No, you got to get permission.
You got to get permission.
Does Will have to sign my permission slip, my field trip slip?
And you know, so I just think that. And then Will, too. Will's been known to have his little shotties on the side, too. What's that white chick from... Wolf on Wall Street.
She's so bad. Margot Robbie.
Yeah. You know that. I think it was before Suicide Squad. They had a little thing. You know, it was pictures of them like flirting, kind of.
He wanted the pink meat.
Making out and all this shit.
Diving to the pink meat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, he was dipping it out right quick.
So we got out. So before I go to where I was going to, we got to go back to the Roughnecks.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we want to talk about this.
Let's talk about the Roughnecks.
Okay. So Washington Redskins are planning on changing their name, forced to change their name, which I'm completely with.
Yeah.
The FedEx
racist team
sponsorship said they're gonna stop. They're demanding for the team to take down a name, and FedEx is the sponsor for the field and everything. The field's called FedEx Field. Nike took down all the merchandise of Redskins and stuff.
No one was buying it anyway.
So yeah, you know, our. I think people are finally waking up and seeing like, yo, they got to do something. And when money talks more than anything, so they're being forced to change quick.
When
Dan Snyder, our horrible owner, is gonna have to make a change, and I'm happy to see it. So the question is now, because they said they're gonna change it too, and the coaches said that they narrowed it down to two that they really like, but
okay.
The top one for me right now is the Warriors. I mean, the Washington Warriors. It just, I mean, if you want to stick with the brand and you could use, you know, our big thing is HTTR, which is Hail to the Redskins. You could go HTTW easily.
Okay.
I'm with that. So Washington Warriors.
That's not bad.
Hail to the Redskins? Like,
Hail to the Warriors.
No.
It's not bad. Warriors isn't bad.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
What's the logo?
It sounds like...
Because I heard that was the issue with even having an arrow with the Warriors is an issue.
Yeah, there's so much to it because Native Americans said they still want their representation.
Yeah.
They just don't want to be called Redskins. Yeah, some of them, you know what I'm saying? Even that's debatable. But it's just...
What was the other one?
So they got Warriors. You got the Red Tails. Which is like homage to the African American flight.
We don't want to be associated with that trash of a team. They're not going to be representing
the World War
II
pilots. Yeah. The Red Tails that you know that could attach to military. You got black. So that's a cool one. I kind of like the backstory to that. But the other ones I heard. Okay, so outside of that, honestly, it's just you got Roughnecks.
I really hope
the Washington
they choose Roughnecks.
And all y'all got bandanas on your helmets.
I hope they choose the Roughnecks.
You got Renegades.
Renegades isn't terrible, but it's
not like your logo be a rhino.
Yeah, it do something like that.
There was a whole bunch of.
Did they say Washington Rebels?
Rebels.
So it got to start with an R.
It don't have to. Because they got ones like the Monuments. They got the
Washington Monuments.
The
statue ass niggas.
I mean, they've been in the same spot for a long time.
That's funny.
They've been trash for the.
I can't even say that right.
That's good. That's solid. That's a solid joke.
I can't go at the coolest losers in the game, the Cowboys. But anyway,
we were losers five times.
what was some more? The Generals.
The Washington General. That sounds like a cereal.
To be fair, no matter what it is, it's never gonna be the same.
No, of course.
What name someone come up with, somebody's gonna hate it.
Redskins for the longest time anyway. If you're a team already of a team called the Redskins, you're already fighting from the bottom because people gonna ask you, what does that mean? Now I gotta explain it, and then if they think this right, like, oh, no matter what, it's just like I already got to fight out of a hole to tell. And kids aren't fucking being fans of the Redskins, honestly. They see South Park destroy them when it came to the name. It's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Why are we called?
This team is trash.
Why be called? Like we're supposed to be talking about skin colors doesn't matter, and your team name that you root for is
Redskins.
Redskins. You know what I'm saying? But they even say Native Americans. There was a Washington Post poll that said there's like 70% of it almost found it proud of that.
That's
term.
Wild.
So it's like it's so the debate is wild, but because in the dictionary definition it says comes from a derogatory term.
I like anything that's a distraction and turmoil in that organization. So I'm for all this
distraction and turmoil. Yep.
I love it.
I hope your whole team gets COVID and survives.
What's your favorite out of all of those? Mine is obviously Roughnecks, but what is yours?
I mean, honestly, the simplest one will just be like fucking.
This would be the Washington
Warriors,
Washingtons.
Man. I guess Warriors would be the base you could go. Washington Warriors sounds like a NFL franchise. Warriors.
I can see that.
The other ones, the Red Tails. I would have to get used to that, but yeah. I like where it's derived from.
Let me ask you this.
I like what it represents.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
When they change the name, obviously you're going to be a fan of that team. Are you a bandwagon fan now, jumping on this new team?
No.
Because you're a Redskins fan. Now you're a Warriors fan?
Whatever team is in that city is my team.
Gotcha. That organization, that city.
If you move out of D.C., I am no longer a fan. That's just my perspective.
Yeah.
I love the teams in that city.
So let me ask you this. If Redskins relocate out of there, there's no more team in this state. So you don't have a team anymore.
If I don't have a team,
I'm saying they leave and they don't replace it.
Yeah,
don't have a team.
I probably wouldn't go for nobody. I'd just be like, I'll still be an NFL fan. I'll probably watch, but I'm not going to be like,
what games
I'm waiting
you watch
until my city gets a team.
Or they never get a team.
Well, then that's it. That's it.
Yo,
it's over.
That's funny.
I'm just a fan of football.
Now you just gonna hate on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, basically. I always hate on them motherfuckers. That hate will never leave my heart,
motherfucker. I keep running into fucking space shit. So now they're saying we a hologram. I keep running into space.
I've been trying to tell y'all.
Fuck it. My homegirl sent me this YouTube video from 2019. And I seen people talking about that, like the government released, or somebody released a statement about us being in a fucking hologram. I was like, wait, what? You know, the language is kind of, it's weird. They using R2-D2, all type of Terrence Howard, Terrence Howard-ass language, yeah. The synthesized ABCs, and I don't know
Terrence
what.
Terrence Howard?
Yeah, you remember when he was explaining his whole theory?
That whole theory.
That's right.
All that language, that T. Howard language.
That's the name of the team, Washington T. Howard.
I opened up the
Terrence Howard.
I discovered what Pythagoras meant when he created his theorem.
I was like, what? But so basically they saying that there is a distant fucking black hole that's reflecting all of us. Like, we are in another dimension and we are the reflection of, like, we're the hologram. But I was like, what the fuck?
So we're all black.
We all black. Everybody black.
Because we shadow.
Everybody black.
If we just a reflection, we shadow.
Everybody black. Trump isn't real. And maybe COVID isn't real. Maybe it's just a hologram.
But what if Trump is still real?
Oh, God. And
what if in that other parallel, he's even worse? He's the ruler of the world.
I just seen that shit. And I'm trying to follow this dude talking on his video, and he's so fucking, I don't know if he's smart or an asshole.
Okay.
He's one of them people. No, white dude, long hair.
Oh, he's white?
Yeah, white dude. He an asshole.
Okay.
White dude, long hair, graphic tee.
Graphic tee? What type of graphic tee?
He got some type of triangle on it, so it might be.
If it's a triangle, he might be into some demonic shit.
I ain't gonna lie. He looked like he worked inside a Guitar Center.
The type of people we hate, his parents would hate him.
Gotcha. You know okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he could come. All come
right.
There, just,
maybe he not an asshole.
Yeah, he's right above.
He right above asshole. But I was just looking at it. He talking. I'm just like, what does this mean? Are you just saying things? Are you just saying words? Like, and it was
he's the one who discovered this.
Oh, is this not, PBS? Space Time?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That, oh, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking. Yeah. No.
He an asshole?
No. Oh. I don't know if he an asshole, but I don't know shit he be saying.
I don't know like, what honestly, that nigga talking
sometimes
about.
Sometimes I'll just play his shit, and I'll just be doing something else, and I'm trying to figure out, like, and then I'll sit down, I'll be like, hold on, I must have missed something.
Yeah.
And I'll take it back.
And you didn't miss
and
nothing.
I'll listen to everything. I'll be like, oh, I just don't get it.
Like, I was so amazed, because I'm like, how you know this? Like, what is this? What does this mean? Nigga, I felt stupid. Like,
you are stupid. We are stupid.
Like, you gotta look at it like, I look at it like this. What's on his to-do list? I look at my to-do list. Edit this skit, edit this video. His shit, prove the world is a hologram. And how do you begin to do that?
How do you begin to even,
like, what telescope you need to do
this nigga,
that?
This nigga
like, what
about,
math you need to know
this nigga
to do
talking
that?
About,
what type of calculator we need to
this nigga talking about, take two patterns and make a lot of squares out of them. Smash them together, and then you put the black hole. I said, what?
My thing is, if you can't explain it in layman terms, then it don't matter.
That don't matter.
That's what's really important, to break
exactly.
it down from this scientific
exactly.
level to a level anyone can understand.
It's digestible.
It.
Yeah. Because that's why I like this Russian dude or whatever he is, Petrov. He breaks it down
like
very
some petroleum.
He breaks it down very digestible while still you're learning some new information. So I really like that. But yeah, when he started going. Once we look at the antimatter times 10, I just can't stand that shit.
She sounded like an AK-47.
A Petro? Sound like some gasoline.
Dog, I was fucking choking my that nigga, the Petro. Petro. Dude, sound like some gasoline. I don't know why that shouldn't be fucking funny. Oh man. But yeah, man, them niggas just be talking because I don't know what they chill out.
Petrol.
y'all laugh at that than the Roughnecks.
Dog, I got tears. If y'all change y'all name to the Roughnecks,
nigga, it's gonna be a rough time.
It's gonna be a rough time.
It's gonna be a rough time.
Oh my god! All right,
20 more years of hell.
They ain't gonna do that. They ain't gonna do that.
They can't.
So I'm crying. So I seen Frosted Flakes trending.
So I
clicked on it, and I'm like, what's Frosted Flakes talking about? At first, everybody was like, I clicked on this terrified that Tony the Tiger done came out and said something about black people. No, I died.
Hilarious.
I laughed so hard.
They're niggas.
They're niggas. I'd be so mad. Tony, come on, Tony.
Oh, Tony, man. Now. I said it.
But it started trending because I guess this picture went viral with somebody that put bananas in their Frosted Flakes, and half the internet was like, what the fuck? Other half the internet was like, fire.
Okay. But that's that, like, honestly, when I seen people put bananas in cereals, always when I first saw it was Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
I never seen them do that, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch. It was always Frosted Flakes, so that seems normal.
And it sounds good. I'm not gonna lie, it don't sound bad at all.
Wait, repeat what you just said. Cause I blanked out for a second.
Why are you talking like a fucking, like you in jail?
I was trying to cover what you up said, nigga. I blanked out for a second.
Basically, people were, one half of the internet was like, why would you put bananas inside the Frosted Flakes?
Nigga needs to stop smoking that Petro.
The other half of the internet was like, nah, it's good. I've had it. It's fire. So okay. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, I haven't had it.
Bananas and Frosted Flakes.
But it looks good. Like it don't seem bad.
I like bananas in all most cereal.
But then this
Cinnamon Toast.
So then I'm looking at this and everybody was like, yeah, you know, Frosted Flakes is fire, because of course then that sparks the debate about cereals and all that
stuff.
Right. That's not what I want to talk about. Somebody in the comments of some post said, I hear y'all talking about Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and all this stuff. They was like, but y'all need to check out this. So I was like, what is this? So I click on it. Nigga, I laugh for 8 minutes straight because it's just a list of off-brand name cereal. And I was in my room crying, dog.
Could you link them? Was it easy to link all the ones to the original brand?
Yeah, because they got some pictures. And nigga, I said, I cannot wait to talk about this on the podcast.
Can you give us the name and let's guess what the original cereal is?
So it's 15 funny knockoff store brand cereals.
All right.
This shit is hilarious.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. First one, Pranks.
Chex?
Nope.
What'd you say?
Pranks?
Pranks.
Yeah.
Pranks sound like...
Pranks.
Think about one word cereals.
Tricks?
Yeah.
Tricks.
Yeah.
Tricks. Yeah. Tricks. Yeah. What a dumbass.
Here's my thing.
How stupid as fuck.
I want to know who's the creator of Pranks. Like, your whole thought process, man, fuck being original. I'm just taking that shit.
Not Tricks, nigga. What, Pranks.
You know what it really is, though?
Fucking YouTube channel.
You know, they're the same company. A lot of the time, the company original brand will have like their kind of defective, like the ones that look kind of fucked up, and put it in the they'll create like an off brand themselves.
This description says, if you thought Trix Bunny was a prankster, just wait until you meet the Sly Fox, who will always steal your pranks. He's unoriginal, he'll swipe your jokes, but his biggest trick includes fruity goodness at a lower price. Get your stupid ass out of here.
Is he a gay prostitute?
Next one is Marshmallow Magic.
Oh, is that the one with the leprechaun?
Yeah.
What's the leprechaun?
No, you got this dumbass rabbit on here.
No, but I'm saying, is that a Lucky Charm?
I guess it said the rabbit is terrifying, like straight out of bad 90s animated horror film terrifying, but he's onto something. The marshmallows are the best part about Lucky Charms. So, yeah. Uh-huh. They got Live It Up.
Live It Up?
Nigga, I'm like, what is Live It Up?
It sounds like some cereal they promote right after in Living Single.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking BET cereal.
Yeah, like right after you watch
Live It Up.
This is brought to you by
Live It Up. Wait. It's a bunch of marshmallow.
Wait. Isn't it a cereal called Life or something?
Yeah, but
it could be.
But it says nothing like a positive message to get your morning going. What great life advice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, life.
I'm good at this.
He's giving it to you in like
a little riddle. Then he got cocoa nuggets.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, it gotta be Cocoa okay. Puffs. Then we got here's what Live It Up looked like. It's like it looked bland. It looked nothing about that makes me want to live it up.
The only thing they can add to that for a sponsor is Ja Rule on that. For everybody that be living it up. And,
then you got next. You got some fruit spins.
Fruit spins.
Yeah. That's Cheerios. Right, I mean not Cheerios. Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Fruit Loops. Oh, okay. Spin doesn't just have the same ring that Loop does, fruit but spins. Hey, it's a great value. Then you got Freaky Fruits.
Is it Apple? No, Freaky Fruits.
What's crazy?
This nigga said, I don't even know where to begin. Anything with the word "freaky" in the title makes me not want to buy it, unless it's Freaky Fruits. Friday. That's a great film and entirely underrated. But yeah, Freaky Fruits.
It must be.
Then you got Fruit Spins. That's like Fruit Loops again. Crisp Crunch.
Oh, crisp.
Crispy Crunch. Yeah, what's it called? Crispy Treats.
No.
What's it called? Crispy.
No. You got y'all thinking Cocoa of, but you thinking of it, but you saying the opposite.
Rice
thing.
Crispy.
No,
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. That's what,
yeah, my favorite cereal. Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Yeah, yeah.
Then we got Fruity Rings. Fruit
Loops. Fruit Loops.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a knockoff. Fruity Rings. Yeah, knockoff Loops? With the classic Fruit Loop. Con Fruity Crisp. I was like, is this fucking niggas out of jail?
What's it called?
Con Fruity Crisp.
That's hilarious,
yo. It's like this nigga's in jail. Like, what is this shit come with time?
Every bite feels like a stab.
Then you got Crisp Six. That sound like a group that Drake got.
Crisp Six. you see his dad on the cover.
This was one of my favorite ones. Bunch O' Cinnamon Squares.
That's some nigga.
Honey Oats? Is it Honey Oats?
Bunch O.
No, that's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Bunch O' Cinnamon Squares. Duh, I was like,
bunch
what?
Of cinema squares.
Look, this is by your nigga Petrov, Apple Orbits. you got Apple Orbits, then you got Circus Ball cereal, then you got Crispy Hexagons.
All right, I'm done with this.
then you got Kookies, K O O K I.
That's hilarious,
nigga. I was in my room laughing, dog. I was like, dog, these niggas is wrong for this. They know they don't need to be doing this. That shit was funny, dog. But let's get into these music niggas real quick. Kanye for president. Stop.
Next. Hold on. What's the longer conversation, Kanye or Pharrell?
Pharrell's not that long. It's
Let's knock that out and get to Kanye.
Pharrell?
Yeah.
But basically, Pharrell, I've seen that he's doing a show on Netflix. I think it's with his uncle or somebody. But basically, he's looking for the world's most diverse choir. I think that kind of is going to be interesting. Like, he's basically going to different... He's trying to put a good big choir together. Okay. And they're going to follow his steps to putting this choir together. Maybe they're going to make an album or something like that or something like that. So I was like, okay. And so they recording it for Netflix.
I'm a big choir. Pharrell fan, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I read something crazy. I think it was it might have been a meme that said in 2003, Pharrell had 43% of the songs on radio.
I can believe it.
43. He produced 43% of songs on radio.
That's crazy.
That Jesus, killing it.
Working. But yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. I was like, that's gonna be a pretty cool show.
That's dope.
And Pop Smoke. I heard his album this morning. I didn't know some trainer he was playing it, but I thought it was like the old album that already came out before he passed away. But then I heard a new song, and I mean, during the workout, it was rocking, like, during the workout, but I also wasn't paying too much attention. It was just the beats and stuff, but some of his songs grew me a little bit, like, if I'm in a workout mode or something. I don't know if I'm just sitting at the crib and listening, but it wasn't bad. What I heard wasn't terrible, like, no, because he had some nice, he had some up-tempo ones, some different, so, yeah, I didn't know it was a new album until you said it. I was like, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, I mean, because they put out a cover for the new album that was produced by what's Kanye's designer that went on to wherever he's at?
Virgil.
Because before Pop Smoke died, I guess he said he wants Virgil to do his next album cover.
That was the thing
he always said.
Gotcha.
Virgil ended up putting the album cover out, and it was trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like barbed wires with like terrible ass Photoshop diamonds behind it, and it was just bad. Like, and it was him in the middle of it. And we're like, what is this supposed to mean? Like, it was just weird. And now the album dropped and the people requesting for the new cover. I don't even know if the new cover is attached to it or not. But
let me go on Apple.
What I heard was pretty.
He has a very unique voice. Opinion,
but there were some songs. I do like the 50 Cent flip. He had a song.
Yeah, the
Many Men.
The Woo. Flipped
Many Men.
Yeah,
too.
It's called The Woo.
Yeah, The Woo. I thought that was kind of a fly.
And he got one with Lil Baby that was cool. He had a couple. Like I said,
he had a couple.
It's 19 songs.
I was never like a big Pop Smoke fan, but I remember when he first came out, I just appreciated, ooh, he sounds different, from anything else I heard. And I always appreciate when somebody comes out with a new voice.
Yeah, I didn't.
But like this album, I didn't really like it as much. But and now people are complaining about some of the production was faulty and people weren't, I don't know. Overall, it just didn't seem like it was well put together. And I think a lot of people rushed it. There was a lot of skippable tracks on there for me.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. But
there might have been three or four that I really
was cool. This reminds me that City Girls had came with an album and I told Cam. Mm. And there's a song on here. I'm going to just go to the hook for the people. I'm going to go to the hook. It's you don't listen. Let me just go to the hook. Let me go to the hook. All right, here we go. Moving on. Kanye is... I'm sorry I had to do that to you. I know you can't. Your brain cells are just dropping rapidly.
No, I mean... Are you there? I thought it had a nice beat, you know? And I think everybody deserves to talk about what they believe
first
in.
First off, everybody... bro niggas deserve a pussy.
I think I disagree with her. I think I don't disagree if that's for her, right?
I think that's for her.
Broke niggas don't deserve no pussy.
If they're working hard and trying to become something, maybe that'll help them along the way.
But I think that does push the stereotype that women are a little more venomous than men sometimes because, you know, when I look at a broke girl, I'll be like, I'll give her all the dick.
Yeah, yeah. She deserved it.
Yeah, look.
She already gone through enough.
Just on your money. I know you broke.
You're not vindictive.
I'm not vindictive. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll share the wealth.
You going to give her Vindic.
Vindic.
Yeah, yeah.
Vindic.
Vindic. You're going to give her that Petrol.
I'm going to give her that Petrol.
You want her to end up at the chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
With some Apple Orbits.
Come on, somebody else, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Bring it home. We don't have any other callbacks yet.
No.
God damn it. It was good.
Oh, man. But yeah,
actually, my fault. I was supposed to say something.
But yeah, that was just. Yeah, I was like, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. So, all right.
But yeah. So Kanye said he wanted to run.
But don't hate on a woman that don't want to fuck with a nigga with.
That's no, that's her. That's what she's gonna do.
Yeah, that's her prerogative, right?
When I was broke, I was getting pussy. So let's say it's her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
But were you fucking rich woman?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, 40. They was 40. They had some.
So you saying you're not broke now?
Nah, definitely not.
Here's the difference between...
So you can have sex with a young Miami now.
I could if I want to.
Now, what's her standard of what it broke is, though? Do you think you would fall into that category?
Indeed, I probably would. I'm like, man, I got some money.
But
shit.
Here's the funny thing. A broke nigga, he's going to work.
That's subjective.
It's subjective.
But oh, he going to fuck you.
He going to fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to put in work for you.
Yeah, yeah.
A rich nigga, you know, he might not.
Because he may have to stay there tonight. So he want to make sure you sleepy so you can't kick him out.
A broke nigga.
And ask for Uber in the morning. So he just being nice.
A broke nigga is throwing dick for his life.
Well, he like, hey, let me cook breakfast. Yeah, I got it. And so he can eat.
Right. And then first thing he said, so which way you going?
That nigga, look.
I might need to drop off.
A broke nigga is inside your wall so he can stay inside some walls.
Bro, exactly. He needs shelter,
on, nigga. Like, he gonna
try to make sure he put you to sleep before you kick him out.
But that's what I'm saying. There's benefits to being with a broke nigga. Yeah. He's gonna put in work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Hart said, he said, I be tired now. He said, his wife told him, like, it's different. He like, hey, what do you want? Do you want this life?
Or you want dick?
This, or you want good dick? You can't have both. He's like, I'm tired.
That's real shit.
That's pretty disrespectful after he cheated on his wife. I'm gonna cheat on you and then tell you, man. Hey, I ain't giving you no dicks. What you want?
You can live. But maybe that's why, because he was ashamed.
He was ashamed.
Yeah, she kept coming at him. He's like, man, let me just go to this girl who ain't gonna say nothing.
But you know,
his ego was just broken. Saying,
the difference in that, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Listen, you want to know the difference between broke pussy and rich pussy? Not a damn thing.
Not one.
So, you know, whatever.
It's funny. Kanye for president.
Kanye. Oh,
so, yeah, but he basically said he wanted to run for president. I just seen it, but I didn't really dive into it. I just was like, Kanye just talking.
I didn't click it at all.
Yeah,
all right, it's not a shot. He said it before.
Yeah, he said it before.
I don't. What is he gonna get out of this? I just don't ever know
Kanye's
strategy. And I think he is one of those dudes that artistically he's a genius, but when it comes to real life, sometimes he seems like an idiot. Yeah. And I just don't know, like, what?
What's he trying to do?
What is happening? Because even if this was some sort of masterful plan, mm-hmm. right? People try to come out with the thing you told me that people were saying that Kanye, he did everything and with the MAGA hat and stuff because he was trying to get people out of jail and all this stuff or Trump wouldn't have done it. I don't know, man, about all that shit. But what I would say is that this is just gonna take away votes from Bernie. Oh, I mean not Bernie, Biden. But Biden.
From Biden, yeah.
I don't see anything. If he was,
can he even do?
Here's the thing. That's why I don't know if he is doing it. This is the, if it's like this for like more fame or ego thing, this is the best time to do it because he will actually get votes. It's gonna be people that vote for him. But then it's like Biden's not a good choice either. It's just like, it's no winning this election.
No,
that's the issue right now. It's no winning this election. If Trump wins, that's bad. If Biden wins, that's still bad. If Kanye wins, what the fuck, America? Like, we just put too much into the celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, we're obsessed with celebrities.
We already got a celebrity as president.
Let them become president. No, you're not qualified for this.
Yeah, stop. Sit the fuck down.
But if Trump got in, then shit.
I don't want to run for president with him.
I don't know. Dwayne Johnson.
Reagan started this.
Yeah.
Was it Reagan?
Yeah, he was an actor.
Yeah, it's Reagan's fault.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Kanye, I don't know. I don't know if black people are going to hop on that train. I just don't see. We don't need, you know.
Kim K, the first lady, that would be ridiculous.
The Kardashians go to the White House. That's the TV show we get.
Kardashians to the White House? Oh, yeah.
Kardashians go to the White House?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be screaming in the Oval.
You know how much?
Cam!
That'll be the biggest TV show of all time.
Yeah.
Because you know how many people going to watch that?
Oh, my God.
There's going to be people that would have never watched them just because it's in the White House.
But what if they're fantastic?
They might be.
What if they're fantastic?
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, we're seeing pretty bad right now. What?
Here's the thing.
What if they're, and I know.
This based on what happened in the past. He's too impulsive and too irrational. Like, that's the scary part. Like, to put someone like that, you're going to have access to nuclear weapons.
It's actually,
you may be
crazy
easily influenced to do this, that. I don't know.
You ain't got the answers, Iran. You ain't got the answers.
You ain't got the
answers. And then you already know what's going to happen if Kanye wins. The media is going to tear him alive. They're going to say he's the worst president of all time, even though they got Trump. But they defend Trump because it fits their narrative. But they going to flip that so fast for Kanye.
I feel like almost anything is possible at this point.
Yeah.
I
he could actually win.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know.
Think about
it. It's crazy that it is possible.
Kim has, 100 million on IG or something like that crazy?
Yeah.
Kanye probably got 30, 50 million. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Like, people will just vote just because they think it's funny.
Yeah.
Some people will vote because, I love Kanye. He could win.
We are.
If that nigga wins president, you ain't never getting his head from the clouds.
Bro,
no,
we are really becoming that movie. What's that movie? Where it's like the dudes
dumb as fuck.
Dumb and Dumber.
It is kind of called Dumb as Fuck, but I forgot. It's like it's a sci-fi movie, but where I think not Terry Crews.
What's
but
the premise?
Who played Debo? He plays the Tiny. President in the future. Somebody out there knows
what
I'm talking
about.
And
talking
it's like
about.
The presidency is like a wrestling match, and everybody's an idiot. Everybody's dumb as fuck. Damn, it was like kind of an underground hit a while back, but it's I gotta go find it, but yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, that's all we got for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Hologram? We talked about that.
Yeah, that was Petrov.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. Another Room Noise coming to you guys. And yeah, y'all be safe out there. Don't be putting cucumbers in butts.
Well, and if you want to.
Film it,
send it our way, we'll judge it.
We still waiting on a twerk video from somebody. I think they said they're sending one. Still waiting on that. And yeah, you guys have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Stay safe out there, man.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Peace.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.